Did you know Super Awesome Mix has an app? Go to the Apple App Store today and download Super Awesome Mix. It's free. You could start creating and sending your own digital mixtapes in just a few clicks. Also, there's links to our Instagram account and a link where you can follow your favorite podcast. Speaking of which, welcome back to another Super Awesome Mix. My name is Matt Sedholm, alongside my co-host and co-founder of Super Awesome Mix, Samer Abousalbi. Samer, how are we doing this week?
Doing real well. Here we are, the 10th new music mix. This year is flying by.
I know. After this, just one more new music mix, and then, of course, our big two-part best of, where we'll bring back a lot of these songs and probably include a couple extra ones. At the end of the year. But yeah, it's crazy how quickly the year's flown by.
It really is, yeah. But I do always enjoy these mixes. It keeps me on my toes for new music and introduces me to a lot of new stuff that normally, I'll be honest, I would not be listening to had it not been for the show. I probably just have Third Eye Blind on a loop indefinitely here into oblivion. So this is great. Good.
Really totally good. Agree. Totally agree. Whether it's your picks or my picks, I always kind of dive into something I've never heard before every month. So I think that's a good exercise for everybody out there.
With that, let's get rolling. This first band has been around for a long time, and actually just realized I said let's get rolling, which is a perfect segue to your first pick, the Rolling Stones, and it is the song Angry.
Yeah, how about this? Okay, so the Rolling Stones formed in 1962. That means they've been a band for over 60 years. This is their 32nd album release. Okay, so it's not a 32nd like new music album, but if you go on Apple, sure, they have 32 albums listed there. But it's their first of new material since 2005. So it's been quite a long time since they've had, you know, new music. And interestingly enough, I went back and looked, and really since 1989, they've put out 4 albums of new music.
Wow.
So really front-loaded their career.
Yes. Yeah, I was just doing the math there. That's 30 years to do 4 albums. That's great.
Yeah, how about that? And then they've just been on these huge stadium tours and can just sell out anywhere, anytime. But,
sure.
But all that being said, I mean, I think this is a pretty good song. Like, Mick Jagger sounds good. This is kind of classic Rolling Stone sound. So it's like, I don't think they're breaking new ground here, but it also doesn't sound super dated either, except when you hear Mick Jagger's voice and realize, like, oh my God, this is the Rolling Stones.
Right.
But really, I don't know, pretty good song. I'm kind of excited. I think the album comes out in a couple weeks here, but, you know, good strong effort here for a very, very old band.
Yeah, I was saying that, I mean, Rolling Stones are going to help us out when we're in season, I guess, 32, and we're looking for bands that have had 32 albums. It's going to be like this, and I don't know who else.
I don't know, you know who else, yeah.
it's short pickings at that point. But you're right, it's a great song. It sounds like them, which is incredible after so many years. And I just thought it was like a really catchy song for someone singing like angry over and over again. You know, like I loved that. Like for the topic, it just had that kind of catchy, you know, Rolling Stones sound. So I enjoyed it. Yeah. And I had no idea they were still doing new music. I was kind of caught off guard by that.
Well, I feel like every year it's like, this is it. This is the final tour, right? And they'll roll through Dallas and sell out, you know, one of the stadiums. But yeah, good on them, you know, make a little new music. All right. So speaking of at least one of our all-time favorites, I hope these guys make 32 albums down the line. But your first pick, Yes, I'm a Mess by AJR.
Yeah, aren't they just so much fun?
They are.
I get so excited about their new albums, their new music. I follow them on Instagram. Like I love it because I feel like they have so much fun producing music and it's so important to them that it shows in their work. And so like they can dive into so many different topics and they can have a lot of fun with it lyrically. This is a perfect example of that. I mean, even just in the title alone, like Yes, I'm a Mess is great. And yeah, I mean, this album is coming out soon. They've released several singles off of it. They're all incredible. We've talked about a couple of them already, but This album is actually kind of like, it's born out of a sadness in their life. Their father was dealing with a grave illness. Unfortunately, I believe he's passed away, which like really sucks. So, you know, it's like a hard time for them as a band to then continue to produce music, but they have found a way to put that grief and deal with that through this album. And so like a lot of the topics here kind of cover their experience with that, which I think is really powerful. But then it's like that great AJR sound where it's like catchy and has this amazing tune, and you know, like they can just spin anything into sounding like them, and this is no exception. I love the whistling in this song. It's just like such an earworm, has got such a great melody. So I'm so excited for their full album.
Yeah, and this is one, it's really fun because I feel like they've been on the new music mixes a few times over the last year, and they just kind of dripped out all these singles, and now it's like, oh, here's the album, so we'll get the full album finally, I think, either this month or next. But yeah, just a great song. The story here reminded me a little bit of the movie Office Space, in that it sounds like this guy is just like, yeah, I'm not going to go to work anymore. Or I'm not going to do whatever going on in his life. He's decided he's going to move on. And I love the thought of like, oh, turning on your phone and you've got 200 text messages and a couple voicemails and all this other stuff. And yeah, I don't know. You know, it's not something I'm necessarily interested in myself personally, but it did remind me of a fantastic movie. And, you know, an interesting thought experiment for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I love the sentiment as they sing. Last night, I was blowing up my life, so now you won't see me again. I get it. You know, we all feel that way sometimes. Like you just kind of want to blow it all up and restart. So, all right. Track number three, your next pick. You went with Evening Star Supercharger by Sparkle Horse.
All right. So on title alone, I like this one, right? But yep. Sparkle Horse is a band that existed from like 1995 to about 2010 when their lead singer, Mark Linkous, passed away. And over the last 13 years, I guess the remaining members have worked to kind of put out their last kind of recording session. And it's called Bird Machine, and this is going to be the official band's final album. But I wasn't really familiar with them previously. Listening to this, I really love their sound, and I really liked the songwriting here as well. So I really want to go back and listen to those other five albums. But there's a line in here, peace without pill, gun, or needle or prayer appear, never found, but sometimes near, but too fleet to be clear, never roam, never flown, rake the tracks of my fears and the grinding metal gears from a carnival of tears, which is so sad, but
it is
so well written, you know, like it's just like, so, and the song is kind of like somewhat happy, you know, a little Wes Anderson-ish, right? Like just you know, but I don't know. I've really enjoyed this one, and really the whole album's really solid. And so interested to kind of look into this band, even though, you know, like I said, this is going to be their final album.
Yeah, I hadn't heard of them either. And I had a lot of the same reactions as you. At first, I was like, this is kind of an upbeat song. And then you start to listen to the lyrics and you're like, oh, this is kind of tragic and sad sounding. So it definitely falls into that category. But you're right. Like the writing is beautiful, honestly. Like it's poetic. So I really, really like that aspect. And I enjoyed listening to this a lot. It does have that kind of Wes Anderson feel. So great pick.
All right, track four, you've got One More Time by Blink-182.
Yeah, Blink-182, new music, like the band's reunited. This is a great, you know, like they're very much talking about themselves in this track. They're just talking about their experiences dealing with, you know, cancer and almost like succumbing to that, thankfully not, and dealing with that plane crash, you know, and almost losing their life in that. And so like just a lot of the band's experiences through the very long career that they've had themselves too, now, you know, well over 20 years, and coming back together and playing and kind of putting aside, I guess, all the different things that they've dealt with and putting out at least one more album all together with that original crew. So I'm really excited for this. I think just based off of this song and just thematically and what they're singing about, it's going to be most likely very similar, like their Blink-182, their third album, the self-titled one, a little bit darker tones, you know, a little bit darker subject matters. So we'll see if they throw in like a fun one like they used to do. But I have a sense it's going to be kind of them dealing with their own mortality and their aging lives and all of that. So either way, I'm going to listen to it and I'm probably going to love it.
Yeah, this song really got me because last year I actually did lose a friend pretty suddenly. And like just literally overnight. And just you think about like the last conversation you maybe had with that person, or the last time you saw them, you know, you kind of go back and you hope it was positive. But that's why when I was listening to this, I was like, I don't want to act like there's tomorrow. I don't want to wait to do this one more time. And it was like, that really got me just because thinking about him and then thinking about some other people I've lost over the last couple of years, where it's like you do end up with just that one last moment that you don't, you never really think that's going to come. And right. So I can kind of relate to, I don't know, this song just really got me when I was listening to it and even just talking about it now. But yeah, I mean, and kind of a surprising, and maybe not surprising given their recent experiences, but surprising given the history of the band that they would come with such a, you know, such an emotional song, at least, you know, kind of emotionally resonant with me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. Like, I think they're totally unafraid to kind of talk through these things and the reality of life. And also, you know, generally getting older is that you do tend to start to lose people. And that sucks. Like, I've very recently have talked about that. It's like, I don't like the stage of my life because right. It's kind of like you just dread phone calls sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Like, ugh, yeah. Yeah. It's not rough. Good. So we'll see. But either way, you know, happy that they're getting one more time together and hopefully it's like been a very positive experience for them. So that's great. All right, let's move on to your next pick. And you went with Realist by Easy Mill and Eminem.
Okay, so this was funny because I kind of did a little research into Easy Mill's name or who Easy Mill is, I guess I should say. His full name is Ezekiel Miller Sapiera. And that's where he gets Easy Mill from. Okay. So I know his parents didn't intend that, but man, that led to a great rap name, right? Like they were just naming a son, but I was like, God, that's so good. he's 25 years old. He's Filipino and he's got a joint record deal with Shady, Aftermath and Interscope, which I was like,
incredible.
You gotta be pretty good at 25 to land that kind of record deal. And he gets a little help from his boss here with Eminem chipping in on the track. But, I mean, it's just really good. Like, he's really strong, Easy Mill, and I'm not familiar with his work beyond this. But then Eminem is just, you know, as good as ever. I think the line I'm going to call out here is, I know it eats at your heart like an artichoke because you know that's how likely you are to choke. Which I was like, that's so great that he took artichoke, which you'd never hear in a rap song, with R to choke. Just
that is true.
That's well done. Great. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So it's a great song. Is. Great song.
It is. Yeah. It was really cool to be introduced to this rapper. And I really loved Eminem's like track here too. Like the line that I enjoyed that he's saying is, Gen Zers acting like rap experts, zip up your gaps and close your mouths, blank, you ain't been on this planet long enough to tell me how rap's supposed to sound. I love that, like specifically calling out the younger generation.
right.
Like you haven't been here long enough to tell me that rap is not supposed to sound this way, you know. So great. I love generational wars. I'm always so interested in how all the different generations play with one another. So it's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone, the youngest always draws the ire of everyone, you know, before them, right? Like this is just like the cycle we kind of go through.
Yeah. No matter what, there's going to be this, it ain't like it used to be sort of thing, right? Like it's always this generation before was always going to be better than the current one.
Exactly.
Well, speaking of newer rap, your next pick, The Secret Recipe by Lil Yachty and J. Cole.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I saw basically their names and I was like, okay, I got to pick this track because I do love both of them. Like, they're great. Yeah. And they're, you know, they're definitely newer. This is like an allusion to, you know, like we're doing a 50 years of rap mix coming up of hip hop, which is incredible. So be sure to tune in on that coming up. But these are definitely on the newer side of the spectrum, and they've both kind of started to change the sound of rap, you know, like music naturally evolves and these guys have done a great job of that. So like, this is a great mashup between them, both of them. It's like a kind of a laid back track, which is perfect for Little Yachty, because he tends to do some of this, like, you know, I don't know how to describe it, but kind of psychedelic sound, you know, like I feel like that's kind of his vibe. But yeah, they've just both come together on a great track. Really enjoyed it and happy to listen to both of them.
I think that would make for a fun mix if we blindly selected songs just based on, like, it has to have two artists, right? At least two artists, but just like, there's no way this could be bad, but I've never heard this song. Just throw it on a mix, right?
I love that. Yeah, we'll have to try that.
But you're right. Like, Little Yachty has such a unique sound to, like, everything he does. And even, like, I remember, I think he was on Saturday Night Live last year, pre-writer strike, when they were still doing live shows, and had just such a unique performance on there. So even, like, the performative side of it is so unique. J. Cole's a little bit more straightforward, but, you know, again, mm-hmm. on the newer side of rap. But no, this was really strong. I love the line. I think it's in J. Cole's verse. I'm on your song. Your stream's going up. Not quite the Drake effect, but don't complain. Take what you get and cut the label check.
That is so solid. I love that.
I just love the kind of, okay, fine, I'm not Drake. Okay, but still, I'm helping, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's not bad. I mean, I would take J. Cole as a guest on our show.
Yeah, if he wanted to come on the show, right? Like, okay, maybe not as big as Drake, but I think he'd help us out.
I think so. All right, next track. Track number 7, Long in the Tooth by Modern English.
Yeah, okay. So talking about old bands making new music, we had Rolling Stones earlier. This is Modern English. Their biggest hit in the U.S. was I Melt With You, which you probably know. Well, nowadays you probably know from a Burger King commercial. But it was from the movie Valley Girl, and we actually feature it on our new podcast, The Battle. Where Jen Tully and I try to determine the winner of the 80s movie soundtrack battle. So check out The Battle, but also check out this new track from Modern English. It's really pretty interesting. We had a song a couple months ago, or maybe just last month, by The Pretenders, which was the newer song that kind of focused on aging. And this one does that as well, a little bit more straightforward here with the title Long in the Tooth. But yeah, I mean, this one just kind of highlights that it's like, look, I've earned this knowledge that I've gained, and it's because I've been around for a while. And but I like the line in here, and now everything is aching and occasionally breaking, because unfortunately that does happen as you get older.
100%. In fact, I took a nap wrong, and now I have like this awful neck pain on the right side of my neck, and I'm literally going to see a doctor about it. So yeah, I feel that. Let me tell you.
And Samra is not old, right? Like, just for the record. Okay. Like, this is not, I am a lot older than Samra. And so it's comical that a nap did you in. Yeah.
Oh my God. It's always something like that. Like, I literally once bruised a rib because I fell out of my office chair. Like, it's, why can't it be like, oh, I was like diving out of a helicopter onto the side of a mountain, you know?
Right,
and
right. I just
didn't get the landing right. It's like, nope, I was sitting in my office chair and I slid and yeah. slammed my
rib. You definitely want that story going to a dinner party rather than, like, if you've got a bruised right. rib and you're going out, it's like, ah, yeah. Geez, look, I was in the chopper last week and had to save this dog from falling out. And right. Look, I saved him and all his puppies, but you know, a couple bruised ribs, no big deal. Instead, it's like, no, no, I just really clumsy and fell out of an office chair. It's like, oh, Samra.
Yeah, no one's retelling that story.
They put their hand on the small of your back as you walk towards the dinner table then, from then on. Hey, let me help you out there, buddy.
Right. Yeah, let me get this chair for you. Please be careful. Awesome. But yeah, you know, let's talk about this track a little bit more. I really liked it. It had like almost like an old Britpop sound to yeah. me. Like that was kind of the vibe I was getting from it. So it was really cool. You know, we've talked a lot about like new songs that kind of sound like old songs, and I think I would put this in that category. But loved lyrically what you're talking about, and I really enjoyed the sound to it.
All right, track 8. You've got Pull Me Through by Royal Blood.
Yeah, Royal Blood is another one that's like Samra bait at this point. Like, if they're going to release new music, I'm probably going to throw it on there and just hope for the best. And that does not disappoint this go around. So very much their sound, you know, like nothing crazy if you're a Royal Blood fan. Off their new album, Back to the Water Below. Easily my favorite song off of the album. I just really love how kind of like smooth sounding it is for a rock song, and they do that like very well. I featured Royal Blood before as like doing some songs with an orchestra backing them, and I think that like that works really well. Like rock and orchestra tends to do very well when you've got good melody. So yeah, so, you know, this song, they have said of it, like, it's ultimately about giving up on persevering alone and finding strength in asking for help. And so I really like that as well, of just kind of like reaching out and having someone kind of pull you through, and realizing that doing things alone sometimes is not the way to do something. So also really liked it thematically, but I'm here for all Royal Blood songs for sure.
Yeah, I love the line in this one. Everything I prove, got nothing left to use. Want the truth? I need you. And I think to your point, like, I like the fact that they write this song that maybe kind of alludes to it a little bit, although it does says pull me through. But then there is this very blatant, you know, line in there that's just like, I need you. Like, you've got to help me here, right? And that's hard to do. That's hard to say to anybody. So yeah, I definitely like that part of it. I also love the sound. It sounded like something maybe you'd hear from the Black Keys.
Like, yeah, and I could see that.
Yeah, and I don't know. I kind of looked up to see if there was some sort of parallel or association there, and there's really not. It just sounds like maybe that's just one of their influences. But yeah, I thought it was a really good song.
Nice. All right. Well, if I'm honest, I really like this next track of yours, and it's "If I'm Honest" by Sydney Sprague.
All right, so Sydney Sprague is a singer-songwriter from Phoenix, Arizona. She falls under the pop category on Apple, but I felt like this was a little bit more rock. This is from her second album, and I love the title here, called Somebody in Hell Loves You, which at first I just kind of chuckled at, but then when you really think about it, right? Okay, statistically, if you believe in a heaven and a hell, you probably know some people in hell. And chances are you're not the reason they're there, right? And maybe they have really fond feelings for you. So I was just like, conceptually, this is very interesting.
It does make you really think.
It does make you think, right? Yeah. But the songwriting on this particular song, if I'm honest, is great. Kind of reminds me of, like, if you're familiar with Randy Newman's like non-movie soundtrack songs, they're just very have this kind of dry humor about them, and this one kind of reminded me of that, because, you know, she has the line, I don't feel anything if I'm honest, and then there's this pause and she says, but I'm not. I was like, this is great, because just on face value it seems like it's this, you know, we use that phrase all the time, hey, look, if I'm being honest. But I love how she just kind of tags it with, but I'm not. So it's kind of perfect, because you don't know what to believe at that point.
Exactly. Yeah, I really like that. I agree. I thought, like, even just off of the album title alone, it was like so dark, but so funny, like that sentiment. And as a result, I think that drew me into the song even more. And I love her voice. Like, this was really cool to be introduced to her. So I thought this was a great pick.
All right, track 10, you've got Devil May Cry by Apache and Sophiane Pommart. And I think I butchered all of those names.
Just going to let that be.
Yeah, okay,
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, Apache. So I have talked a lot about Apache. I actually was just on the show What Are You Listening To? Which, by the way, Matt, is an award-winning show.
Award-winning show, yes.
Yeah, it won the 2023 People's Choice Award for podcasts in the music category. So if you're not listening to What Are You Listening To? I should ask you that, because you need to be listening to that. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts. What Are You Listening To? Hosted by our lovely Jen Tully. She's great. You'll definitely enjoy listening to her. Anyway, so I was on her show talking about Apache, and this is a different track that just got released. And he is an EDM artist, originally from Belgium, I believe. Now he's in Canada. And I love, love, love his music for amp up songs. Like 100%. I played this literally before races, as I was talking about with Jen. I played this before my workouts, like anything I need to do where I just need to be like physically on for like another hour, you know, for an hour or so, I will listen to a string of his songs. I'll feel so fired up and then ready to go. So really enjoyed this track in particular. I just think it's so beautiful how he uses like old school elements like piano, but then having like that EDM element and that bass drop like come in is just gorgeous. So really have been enjoying listening to him, and I'm obsessed every single time a new track of his comes out.
Yeah, so because I'm a loyal listener of What Are You Listening To on the Super Awesome Mix Podcast Network, which everybody should be, I heard you on the show talking about these guys, and so I went and checked them out, and then I heard this track, and I just thought, I mean, I just think it's so cool, and like EDM is not necessarily in my regular rotation, but I loved how this one had the classical music mixed in there with the electronic, and it was just really well done. And you're right, by the end of it, I was like, let's keep this going. Like, I think this is like maybe a 3.5-4 minute song, but I would have been fine if it just kept going, because I was just really enjoying it.
Totally. Yeah, yeah. He does a great job of kind of these crescendos, which I'm all about. Love the crescendo. Sign me up. All right. Your last pick of the mix, and you went with Float Away by Slaughter Beach and Dog. Or rather, Slaughter Beach, comma Dog, I think is
So these guys are a rock band out of Philadelphia. This is their fifth studio album. Again, kind of just a great sound. Like, I just really enjoyed like listening to this track and the whole new album. So they've just got a really cool feel to them. But one of the lyrics I'll call out here, tucked away sweetly in an old CD between the pages of the liner notes. How could I forget you like I never met you? Mama, I never should have let you go. So pretty straightforward from like a lyrical perspective, like about some kind of a missing someone, right? Like there's no deep meanings here. But I just love how they put the memory kind of squarely in like something that is from the past, which is like an old CD with liner notes. And this is where you maybe found that picture or that note that was written on there, whatever it is. But I think for those of us of a certain era, that really resonates. And of course, for us on, you know, a podcast called Super Awesome Mix that talks about mixes all the time, it's really going to hit us when, you know, they make references to CDs.
Totally. Yes. Yeah. No, I thought that was so beautiful. And I also just agree, like, this is like a really nice, easy to listen to song. You know, like there's songs that like doesn't matter. It almost doesn't matter what genre it is and if you're into it or not, but like you can play it and you're like, yeah, I like this. And I think that this song falls into that category. I really enjoyed it. And I do love that idea of like the notes that are tucked away in these kind of, you know, time capsules of the past, if you will. And one day you're going through it and you're like, oh, wow, like I completely forgot about this. And so that can be really powerful, too.
That's right. It's exactly like a time capsule. It's a good description. All right, let's bring this one home. And we've got Laugh Track by The National featuring Phoebe Bridgers.
Yeah, I mean, this is how I described it. It's a kind of a crushing song by two people that can absolutely crush it. Like Matt Berringer and Phoebe Bridgers just have a special way to be able to produce music that can just make you feel so sad. So, of course, the two of them are going to come together on a track off of a new album by The National. And of course, I'm going to love it. This is definitely Samra Bait in like the other direction. Like if I love hard rock and crescendos and EDM, I also love music that will just like make you really sad.
I would agree. As your co-host for a few years now, I would agree.
Yeah, there's very little in between. But yeah, like this is like a, yeah, it's an interesting song. It's called Laugh Track. And, you know, they reference like turning on the laugh track and I guess trying to like make things light and happy again. But really they're singing about like something that suddenly ends, kind of like a breakup and how quickly something can change and fall apart and stuff. So definitely in their wheelhouse of kind of discussing the fragilities of life, but then also kind of the, you know, the tragic humor of it all too. Like sometimes you do just kind of want to laugh at how crazy things are. And so I think that this track really does that very well, and love both of their voices.
Yeah. It kind of evokes the thought of like laughing to stop yourself from crying sort of thing. Like you're just so sad. But I also love the kind of thought of, you know, just the laugh track and how like on certain shows that was just the cue to laugh, and whether you understood the joke or whether you were following along, it didn't matter. It's just like, here's the part where you laugh. Okay. Right here.
Yeah. And no, it's true. Yeah.
So like putting that in the context of like real life where it's like, and I think there's a line in there where it's like, you know, hit the laugh track and let's see if we could change the mood. Right. So it's almost like this scene where things have gone wrong, but it's like, oh, let's hit the laugh track and let's just go to the next scene and let's move on here. And So it was really, really well written and really powerfully sung. So, I mean, yeah, just a great one. But yes, unfortunately, a little bit of a sad note to go out on.
It is. Yeah. A little bit of a downer. But you're right. Like the laugh track thing, you can find shows on YouTube where people have stripped out the laugh track. Like Big Bang Theory comes to mind. It is a deeply uncomfortable show without the laugh track. It's really, really bad.
It would also be interesting to go back and see, okay, how much are you actually laughing at this show? How much is genuinely funny where it's like you're actually reacting to what's happening on the screen?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Well, we hope you're laughing out there without a laugh track. Samer and I have plenty of work to do on more mixes. Follow us at Super Awesome Mix for everything about this show and the entire Super Awesome Mix podcast network. So like I said, we'll get back to work. And for Samer, this is Matt, and we'll see you next time. Super Awesome Mix is brought to you by DLM. Make shopping easy with DLM, the one-stop shop for all your casual clothing needs. Shop DLMSupplyCo.com and enter the promo code AWESOME at checkout to save 15% off your first purchase. That's DLMSupplyCo.com.